Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now time for a few birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
You're saying
dip responsibly.
I'm going to get you a Klamath Falls t-shirt.
If I live in Klamath Falls, just assume that my own spouse will steal my pain pills.
Again, we were in an RV camping, just staying overnight in the Walmart parking lot. Those dudes stole our beer. We should have locked them from underneath our thing while there was four men in it. And then we're parked, I don't know, 20 feet away drinking it, like daring us to come over and say something.
Jesus.
So Klamath Falls isn't, sorry, it's just a bad place.
Okay.
It's like God forgot about it.
You should expect your wife to steal your pills.
It's mostly drug addicts, so I'm not shocked she stole your pills.
Hello, Michelle. It's going to get a birthday shout out to my baby girl, Kiara, who turns 11. Today, mom, dad, and your two younger brothers love you. Can we get some green beans?
Yeah.
Some dirty dad jokes. She's 11, so no.
No.
Coach Ted on turning 11 as well. Thanks, Bacholas and Thrill. We are originally from Washington State, but have been in Harrison, Arkansas since 2020. Why are you always going to talk ass about Arkansas?
Because I've been there.
Peace and love, brothers.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Arkansas, the Klamath Falls of the states.
There's nobody that defends Arkansas. People from Arkansas don't defend Arkansas.
Look, I understand you don't want me to make fun of Arkansas. The problem is Arkansas is still Arkansas, so I can't help myself. But happy birthday.
Yeah. All right, no dirty jokes for 11-year-old, but I got some other ones.
Sorry, but like, when's the last time I said, taking a vacation to Arkansas?
Right, but I have family there.
Correct.
I got a job there.
People do go to the Ozarks.
What people?
Oh, you know what? I'll give you that.
Okay. Right.
Lake of the Ozarks, I'm sure, is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jokes for an 11-year-old. Did you guys know statistically that 6 out of 7 dwarves are not happy? Nothing?
I think that's a fact.
That is a fact.
What is a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant?
Arby's.
Arby's. Yeah, let's see here. I give her this one. Two cannibals are eating dinner. One says, geez, I really hate my mother. The other replies, well, try the potatoes.
I thought it was going to be the classic, does this taste funny to you?
Yes, it's a clown, man.
All right, turn at 11, right? That's a pretty good birthday. 11's kind of that age where, like, you're still trick-or-treating. You could still go to the playground, but you're getting older. You're not a teenager yet, so you're right there. So I'd say, let's enjoy this year. Because then 12 and 13, then you got to kind of, you know, be a little more grown up. But hey, go down that slide today. Get that burger. Get that milkshake.
10 and beyond, that's getting into the fun ages.
It is.
Yeah. You know, you get the double digits with the 10 and then 11 through 13. You know, you're just pre-teens, here we go. And then the teenage years, man.
I feel like, too, like 10, 11, 12, you start getting a little more freedom.
Yeah.
You do.
You're getting jazzed about it.
Well, you can start, like, feeding yourself and stuff like that, right? Yeah. And once you start doing things like that, you find you get a little extra wiggle room in the house.
Hola, guys. It's my husband's 43rd birthday today. Can you guys wish him a happy birthday? Give him a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking to him about how it feels to be 43 and how we're going to celebrate tonight.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, being 43 probably feels like being 42, but how you celebrate tonight, you're 1 year wiser and you know what it is you like in the bedroom.
Yeah, also, I remember when I turned 43, that was the year we finally got to do, is that one thing you've been asking about?
Yeah, finally, don't say oops, just say yeah, I was trying to go there.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget to shower first.
Hola, dinosaurs, it's my 50th birthday today. Can I get the turtle wax with a here comes the dope pusher in the first pause? Then a Geez Louise, followed by a Sarah Palin. Thanks for keeping us entertained. That from Tim.
Whoop, not that one. Hang on. I screwed it up.
then don't push it.
God, jeez, Louise. So suck it up, cupcake.
Gentlemen, writing because even though my wife is a big fan of the show, she thinks I'm an idiot for wanting to have a birthday shout-out.
That's not why she thinks you're an idiot.
She would be embarrassed if I did this for her. So I'm turning 56, and damn, has the warranty run out. All of my aches and pains will be forgotten with a shout-out. So could I humbly request you talking all over yourselves about eating pork brains, Coke Ted telling me what to do about functioning with elderly joints and muscles, and the Dirty Germans offering my wife ideas on how to help me feel better on my birthday. Thanks, gentlemen. You make my afternoon commute worth it. That from Sal, pronounced sauce. What was the first one? Oh, pork brains. Well, we actually have pork brains.
Listen, man,
and
I was going to say this. It tastes exactly like what it says on the can. It tastes like pork brains and a milk brain. That's literally all you need to know.
How old is he?
He is 56 years old today.
All right, you're turning 56. Got a little pain in there, huh? What does Coke Ted recommend? Ha! I don't know about cocaine, but there's other drugs you can do. You can buy them on the street. You'll feel so blissful. You won't even know that pain exists, my brother.
Yeah, boy. Dirty Germans, too, right? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, she wants to know what she can do to make him feel better on his birthday. It's quite simple. You just gave him a big hug with your mouth.
Yeah, unless he says I'm sorry, like a mouth hug.
Yeah.
But, Charles, I want to wish my amazing wife, Patty, a very happy birthday today. She takes another trip around the Great Ball of Fire. I don't tell her how much I love her and appreciate her enough, though, so hopefully she'll get a kick out of this. I won't say how old she is, somewhere between 54 and 56.
Oh.
Can she get a fart medley? And because she hates and loves your dumb jokes, I tell her, how about some dad jokes for Miles? Thank you guys for all the years of entertainment, and congrats on your success. That from Kylie. Okay. What kind of meat does a priest eat on Fridays? What kind of meat does a priest eat on Fridays?
What kind of meat does a priest eat?
None.
Oh, damn.
She said I was the biggest disappointment she ever had. I said, wow, still the biggest, though. Guys, I like my coffee like I like my women.
How's that?
Without a penis. Just going to get rid of some more of this. Why don't Baptists make love standing up?
Why?
It looks too much like dancing. Morgan Freeman's son is a customs broker.
Oh, yeah?
Duty Freeman. Wait, there's more. What did sushi say to the bee? What did sushi say to the bee?
I don't know.
Wasabi!
All right. How did the whoopee cushion die?
Ran out of air?
Fart attack. Dad joke Friday, I'll get more. I told the waiter to stop throwing sodium chloride at me.
Oh, yeah?
That's assault.
That's assault, yeah.
Woolly mammoths don't like explosions.
Woolly mammoths don't like explosions. Why not?
But a dino might. And finally, what were the first two computers in the world?
I don't know.
The Mac and the PC?
Eve had an apple. Adam had a wang.
Well done.
Yeah. Let's see. But, Charles, today is my 59th trip around the sun, and if I could, I'd like to give a shout-out to my life partners, Jewel and Mona, for making me the happiest man on Earth. Thank you so much for all you do at home for me. I love you. The girls, not you, Ted. A random sound effect there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for Troy.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. BG.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Still getting those emails on National Gas Day, or whatever it was, National Fart Day. Guys,
past gas day,
whatever
miles.
It was. Yes. I used to be a charter fisherman in the Florida Keys. We once booked a trip for five very attractive ladies who were in town for a bachelorette party weekend. I managed to get myself invited to join them for dinner the next evening, and subsequently back to the house they were staying at for cocktails. I obviously had driven myself to the restaurant, so one of the ladies offered to ride with me back to the house, in my lap. Immediately after assuming her co-pilot position, I felt a vibration in my lap. Mm. My dumbass couldn't help but ask, "Did you just fart on me?" She sheepishly replied, "Yep."
Yep.
We'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary on March the 17th. Keep doing what you gentlemen are doing for as long as they'll let you. Oh, and a little side note, that was her bachelorette party.
Oh, nice. Damn, man.
Stole the guy's wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, I guess good for him, but that's tough.
And she farted on him.
Guys, there we were, the New York, New York casino, just outside the teeny tiny sports book in Tom Urban. We'd had a few libations, as one does. I was headed to a machine when it happened. Hubby farts. A woman screams, and plates crash. Boom, boom, boom. I turn, he's gone. I mean, seconds passed, and he's nowhere to be found. I head back toward the sports book, and he stumbles from the bathroom with tears and laughter. Fortunately, he didn't poop himself, and the lady screaming and broken dishes were simply perfect timing. But to this day, it is the most perfect fart. Miss y'all much. That from Heather, formerly of the second floor, now in Alabama.
All right.
And one more fart email. So my dad, rest his soul, was an elementary school librarian. He had the worst farts. His library aide lady had her own fart fan in the office. So way back in the day, he would need to drop ass. He would find a group of young men hanging out in the library, and he would do a very sneaky crop dust. Then he'd go back to his office and watch them argue over who farted. Happy hump day, bitches. That from Charlie in Bremerton. Okay, I think...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next time that we go back in time, to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
All right. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the chunky butt flunker with his fat funky fork.
Three times fast.
Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck was chunky butt funker. With his fat, funky fork.
One.
Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the chunky butt funker, with his fat, funky fork. Sorry, Mike. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the chunky butt funker, with his fat, funky fork.
Oh! Oh, there we go. Wow. There was a win live from Tony V's. Jesus. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
As we discussed earlier, our New Year's resolution there was stop doing drugs on Thursday night.
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Got a good night's sleep. Tonight we're going to do drugs all night long.
Oh, we're going to do them tonight, yeah, for
just,
sure.
Just not on
but
the
not Thursday.
Thursday night.
Friday.
This is an oldie but a goodie. We pulled out one from September 27th of 2019.
Oh, I remember that day.
And this is from Matt in Stanwood. He says, a new twist on an old classic. Good luck, sir. I'm sure you've done this one before, but let's do it again.
All right.
And it goes something like this. The towns of Fig Buck and Buck Fig love to cheer for their hometown football teams. The Fig Buckers and the Buck Fig Buck Figures. Go Fig Buckers and go Buck Figures.
What?
That's what I said. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is to read that one time through, then three times fast.
The towns of Fig Buck and Buck Fig love to cheer for the hometown football teams. The Fig Buck, Fig Puckers, Buckers, and the Butt Fig Buck Figures. Go Fig Buckers and go Buck Figures.
Three times fast.
The towns of Fig Buck and Buck Fig love to cheer on their hometown football team, the Fig Buck Fig Buckers and the Buck Fig Buck Fuckers.
Ah! Right in the keister. Right in the keister.
Come on. See, I think this is when around I start saying, like, they got to be real words.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
you
their
can
talent.
Barely walk or talk through it slowly.
I will get better at it the second time around next week.
Go back to doing drugs on Thursday.
Okay.
You think that'll help?
Yeah, I do.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.